Nowadays, of course, there's a lot more consultation and discussion. But in the end, someone has to take the final decision, and that's me. Sometimes you feel nervous putting your signature to a multi-million dollar agreement. If I've got it wrong, well, I prefer not to think about that. But, of course, I've only reached the position I'm in because I'm not overcautious by nature. I have been accused of being reckless. For example, when I took the bold step of cutting all our top-of-the-range prices by 30% last November. I was proved right on that one. To an outsider, my decisions may sometimes look rash, but you can be sure I've only reached them after carefully weighing up all the pros and cons. I have a duty to the shareholders not to behave in an imprudent way with their investment. You have to ask yourself again and again, am I being prudent? Or is this course of action basically foolhardy? And of course, the other side of the coin is that I wouldn't be doing anyone any favours by completely avoiding justifiable risks that carry the possibility of sizeable returns.